I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you like pro basketball, this could be a long winter. Negotiations between NBA team owners and the players' union are on the brink of collapse, and that could lead to the NBA season being canceled. But not all NBA players will sit out this year. Some are suiting up with professional teams overseas. The World's Matthew Bell in Tel Aviv has a story of an L.A. Laker now playing in Israel.
Jordan Farmar has an impressive basketball resume. He was a high school superstar in California. He took UCLA to the finals. He won two NBA championships with the Lakers. And Farmar is only 24 years old. The 6'2" point guard is finishing up practice with his new team. Maccabi Tel Aviv is Israel's most storied pro basketball franchise. The club was founded back in the 1930s. For Farmar, though, the idea of playing for Maccabi is relatively new.
I guess it started with the NBA lockout. You know, basketball is how I make my living and support my family. And with the NBA being locked out and us not being able to go to work, I had to find other means. Other option was to sit at home and kind of wait around. So I figured, you know, I would try to play at a high level and stay sharp and get a different life experience in the meantime.
But above and beyond staying in good basketball form, Farmar has personal connections to Israel. He's one of a tiny handful of NBA players who are Jewish.
My stepfather was born in Tel Aviv. He raised me in Los Angeles, and that's kind of where the connections began.
So it's a match made in heaven. The Jewish NBA champ joins forces with the Israeli champions. But the arrangement also has risks. Maccabi Nation is notoriously demanding, and everyone knows their new starting point guard could be gone any day. If the NBA lockout ends, Farmar is still under contract with the New Jersey Nets and would have to say goodbye to Tel Aviv.
I've had ups and downs, but everybody's been very supportive and just trying to get through this and grow together. This is all new for me, this is new for them, and it's kind of a trial period for everybody.
The biggest trial yet comes the next day when Maccabi plays Real Madrid at home. Farmar is coming off a less-than-stellar performance. Some of the Maccabi fans I talk with are starting to have serious doubts about Jordan Farmar.
He's quite disappointing so far. He's not the leader we expected him to be. As long as he's our leading guard, we're in trouble.
This fan goes on to say that Farmar is too NBA. She wants someone more European, more of a team player who doesn't try to do everything himself. Three minutes after tip-off, all is forgiven. Farmar scores the game's first 6 points with three consecutive drives to the basket. The crowd eats it up. Farmar goes on to have a brilliant game and help defeat Real Madrid. In the locker room afterwards, Farmar is delighted with the way he was able to take control of the game.
That's the goal. That's who I feel I am, and what they brought me here to do is to lead and to play at a high level. And some nights it's going to be scoring, some nights it's going to be defensive play or assisting or the little things. And you know, tonight it was my night to really be aggressive and get to the basket a lot. Got to make some more free throws. But other than that, it was a good performance all the way around.
Farmar's coach at Maccabi is a fellow American, David Blatt. At one point, Blatt vowed not to sign any NBA players during the lockout, fearing it would be too disruptive for team building. But now that his starting point guard is coming into his own, Blatt is glowing. There have been some rough patches with Farmar getting used to the new style of play, but Blatt says it's all coming together now.
What we did with Jordan, honestly, was we used the fact that he has such great character and he's such a great personality and allowed him to develop himself as a leader within the team because he's not a condescending guy and he's not a guy that takes up too much space. He does what he does without affecting or impacting in a negative way on the others.
Blatt is clearly hoping for more memorable performances from Jordan Farmar, and he might get his wish. Farmar just applied for Israeli citizenship, and he says he wants to keep all his options open. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Tel Aviv.
You can listen to once and possibly future L.A. Laker Jordan Farmar talk about his options beyond the NBA and see him driving to the hoop at theworld.org.